Everybody, Michelle from New Sounds here. May not be able to tell it in the background here, but I'm playing The Sims 4. I must say I'm kind of disappointed. First of all, it's great to have the pictures, more realistic, everything more realistic. It's great to have good graphics, of course, like with any game. But there's a few things that I'm not happy with, and I'm not happy with the salesman, a couple people, and especially a salesman, who sold me the game. I was told that the fonts were better, bigger, and basically I was led down the garden path. Very, to be honest, upset because this game costs more than the previous Sims. I like it already so far because you can get into more detail with creating your Sim and stuff like that. That's great. But there's a lack of definition, like, for example, when you are in build mode. You have a drawing of a house. It's light gray and white. Barely, for somebody with optic atrophy, like myself, any contrast. It really helps that when you are looking at stuff, things light up, like they are highlighted. But beyond that, like I said, so anyway, for me, I am going to say that it needs a lot of work. I'm going to say one thing. And I really hope that some developers kind of pick up on this. Developers, it's not a sin to allow for an accessibility mode. And what I mean by this is in graphics, for example, for the Sims, I should say, you could have contrast. You can allow for bigger fonts. I could just barely read the tutorial. And to be honest, it's a joke for me right now. A lot of it is what I'm going to call this boo play by pictures. Because that's basically how I'm learning. More than anything. And for me, that's a joke. And even then, The Sims 3's pictures were better. So, pros, better graphics, better editing, better I like the emotion system. Although it's or not the emotion system. The aspiration system. You first have your grounding of family or whatever main trait, and then you get select three other traits. Well, I really like that. What I don't like is, and this is, now I think I'm going to switch to the cons, is the I'm just looking over what I've done here. The aspirations are good, like I said, but the emotions seem to be really complicated. I want my Sims to have babies. So, and one thing I did not see when I created this household is whether they were roommates or spouses. I wanted mine to be a spouse, but we'll see. I still have to investigate that. Another con is, like I said, the contrast. The contrast, the fonts, the just the whole game in general. You know, I respect that people want to have a small icons or print or whatever, so hide them. When they're not in use, have a symbol that you understand as a symbol for build mode, buy mode, whatever mode you're in, or for your sim or whatever, and allow for that to be a good part, you know, like of your screen. Once you make it bigger, and you can make it bigger only in game options. So if you've got normal vision, no problem. But if you got low vision, forget it. It's really too bad. Playability. I love the idea that they kept a lot of the Sims 3 shortcuts, like my pan left, pan right, that kind of thing. That really makes a big difference for me. But yeah, so overall, I'm going to go give this, unfortunately, 2.5 stars out of 5 for me. And I really encourage developers, really encourage, to make accessibility a part of your programming. I know you can do it. I really do. Until next time. May your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.